Chapter 5. Escape to the Island and Ben Gunn. At first light, they could see the island clearly. It was not an ideal tropical paradise with a white sand beach. The island was rocky and dark with tired-looking trees. It had angry waves crashing along the shore, and it looked like an island full of death and sadness. Just by looking at the island, the doctor said that he bet there would be mosquitoes carrying disease there. It looked as if no one had ever been on the island, but the sailors and the pirates knew differently. The feeling on the ship was different that day. The pirates were ready to mutiny, and Silver was trying his best to keep them from doing it. The captain was worried that things would go wrong, so he decided to get the crew off the ship.
"Anyone who wants may go ashore for the rest of the day and enjoy himself," the captain told the crew. "The rowboats are in the water and ready to go. I'll fire a gun about 30 minutes before sunset so that you know when to come back."
6 of the pirates stayed aboard the Hispaniola, and the other 13 took the rowboats to shore. The doctor, captain, squire, and their loyal sailors stayed aboard the ship. At the last minute, Jim decided to jump into one of the rowboats and go ashore. Silver saw him and tried to stop him. However, Jim was in the first boat. The boy ran into the trees as soon as his boat touched dry land. Jim ran until he could run no longer. Then he slowed down and started to look at all of the things around him. He was enjoying the strange plants he had never seen before when he saw the bushes move and heard a noise. It turned out to be a wild duck flying off. Then more birds flew off. Jim hid because he could hear voices. One of them was Silver. Although Jim could hear their voices, he could not hear what they were saying. Despite his fear, Jim crawled nearer so that he could hear. Silver was arguing with one of the pirates. This pirate, Tom, was a good man, and he was changing his mind about being a pirate. Unfortunately for him, he then turned his back to Silver. That was all Silver needed to kill him. Silver grabbed a branch from a tree and threw it as hard as he could at Tom. It hit Tom in the middle of the back, and he fell to the ground. Silver rushed to finish off the fallen man and stabbed him twice with his knife. Seeing all of this was too much for Jim. The world around him started to spin, and he could not see or hear anything clearly. He had never seen anyone murdered before. When Jim was finally able to breathe and see clearly, he saw Silver busy wiping the blood off his knife. Jim did not really understand. Things around him still looked the same. The sun was shining and the mountains were still there, but Jim's world had just changed forever. He had now seen a human life cut short before his very own eyes. Jim was afraid. He crawled out of sight and then ran away. He did not care where he was going, as long as it was away from the murderer whom he once thought was his friend. Once he had calmed down again, Jim did not know what to do. When the gun fired to signal sunset, Jim could not return to the rowboats. He was sure that one of the pirates would kill him. However, if he did not go back, the fact that he was not there might make the pirates do something bad. He felt terrible for the squire, doctor, and captain, but he also felt sorry for himself, because he would either die of starvation or be killed by the pirates. At the bottom of a hill, Jim sat to think some more. However, his thoughts were suddenly interrupted, and he quickly hid behind a rock. He saw something running in the trees. It could be a bear, a man, or even a monkey. Cautiously, Jim peeked out from behind his rock, but he saw nothing. He sighed in relief and turned around, only to find a man standing behind him. The man was unlike any man Jim had ever seen before. The man had a long beard, was wearing rags, had bare feet, and was holding a wooden club. Jim had heard of cannibals before, and was terrified that this man was a cannibal ready to eat him. The man was just as surprised to see Jim as Jim was to see him. After a moment, the man found his voice and told Jim that his name was Ben Gunn. He said that Jim was the first person he had seen in 3 years. Then Gunn made sure that Jim was not a pirate. Once they trusted each other, Gunn and Jim sat down. Jim could see that Gunn was actually an Englishman just like himself. He was darkly tanned, and even his lips were black from the sun. His clothes were made from pieces of a sail and tied together with bits of string, buttons, and sticks. Jim was absolutely fascinated as Gunn told his story. Gunn had sailed with Captain Flint, Billy Bones, Long John Silver, and the others. They came to this island many years ago with a great treasure which Flint buried. Flint went on to the island with 6 pirates and the treasure. After burying the treasure, Flint then killed all 6 men. He rowed back to the pirate ship with his secret safely kept. And the big ship sailed away from the island. Although Billy Bones, Silver, Gunn, and the other pirates all knew that the treasure was on the island, they had no idea where it was. Later, Gunn was on a different ship and spotted the island. He convinced the crew to row ashore and look for the treasure. They looked for 12 days, but they never found the treasure. The crew grew angrier and angrier each day. In the end, they left Gunn marooned on the island and sailed away. It was a terrible story, but somehow Gunn had lived for 3 years alone on the island. After sharing his story, Gunn asked Jim who the captain of the Hispaniola was. He was worried that Flint had come back for his treasure. Jim broke the news of Flint's death and let Gunn know that, while Flint was not aboard the Hispaniola, some of his pirates were. With that news, Gunn wanted to know if Jim had been sent by Long John Silver in order to find him and kill him. Jim assured Ben that he was in no danger and that, in fact, they had a common enemy in Long John Silver. Then Jim told Gunn his story. Gunn listened with interest and comforted Jim by saying that he would help the boy. However, he had a question for Jim. He was extremely worried about being left on the island again. His question was simply whether or not he would be allowed to sail home with Jim and the others. Jim, of course, told him that they would not leave him marooned any longer. In fact, when they got rid of all of the pirates, they would need extra hands to help sail the Hispaniola home. Suddenly, Jim and Gunn heard the crash of a cannonball hitting the island. This could only mean one thing. The pirates and the sailors had begun to fight. Ben and Jim ran toward the sounds of the fighting. While Jim and Ben had been telling their stories, the rest of Jim's friends had been busy escaping. They were wise in their escape, and they almost got away without anyone knowing. The 6 of them first loaded a rowboat with guns, ammunition, and food. While some stayed with the Hispaniola, a couple of the men rowed to shore without the pirates knowing. Once on shore, the sailors were lucky to find a wooden stockade perfect for them. The stockade had a strong log cabin in it and a 6-foot-high fence all around. As quickly as they could, they stored all of their supplies in the cabin and then rowed back to the Hispaniola. However, as they were loading their boat for the second time, they were discovered. The men barely escaped in time. They rowed to the island as fast as they could, but the little boat was very heavy with all 6 men and the extra supplies. The pirates fired their guns and cannon at the little rowboat. Luckily, it did not sink. The sailors rowed frantically to shore with the pirates in hot pursuit. They worried about Jim and hoped that he was all right wherever he was. The men had difficulty bringing the little boat ashore and everyone got wet. At the very last moment, the boat sank in waist-deep water. They grabbed what they could and ran toward the stockade. They were almost safely inside the stockade when 7 pirates appeared. The pirates did not know exactly what was happening because they had been on the island for hours. However, they knew something was wrong because they heard the fighting. Just as the pirates decided that these sailors must be the enemy, the squire and a couple of the others fired their guns. None of the pirates were hit, but they all ran into the trees. From the safety of the trees, one of the pirates fired his gun and hit one of the sailors. The sailor was injured badly, but there was nothing that the doctor could do. Jim's friends carried the injured man into the stockade, and luckily the rest of the sailors made it inside without getting shot. The sailor who had been shot, however, died a few minutes later, and all the men were upset to have lost a very good friend.